Well, we are more than a week in and to the Mavericks front office blow up. Donnie Nelson being fired by Mark Cuban, then Rick Carlisle leaves, and now the Mavericks are looking for new director of basketball operations and a new head coach. We'll take front office first, and that's probably the best way to go. And from all indications, it looks like we're headed right where we thought we were going to wind up, because when this first broke and we knew that Donnie Nelson was out and then later Rick, I think we both thought, well, they may have hired a search firm, but I bet Michael Finley replaces Donnie, and I bet Jamal Mosley then replaces Rick Carlisle. And it looks like, at least for the head of basketball operations, that's where we're going. Mark Stein, the New York Times, says Michael Finley immediately emerged as the head of basketball ops candidate. As reported last week, Dallas hired a search firm and plans to hire at least one external exec, no matter. Masai Ujiri and Danny Age are not being pursued, which makes you think that the exec that they're looking for will be an assistant to the GM here, an assistant to Michael Finley, and be the salary cap guy, the numbers guy. Finley has been around this organization for a long time, both as a player and as an understudy to Donnie in the front office since 2012. Apparently, he's not just a real big salary cap guy, but Donnie wasn't either. He will be asked to do the personnel, make the personnel decisions here. And this is what we suspected. Brad Townsend, Dallas Morning News, also says the same thing. Cuban wants to hire someone from within, someone he's comfortable with, to have that type of role. He hasn't hired anyone from outside the organization to play a big role like that outside of Rick Carlisle. He was really his only hire in the last 21 years that came from outside the organization to be either head coach or head of basketball operations. And when we first heard and thought about this, I thought, boy, I wish Cuban would think outside the box. But here's the thing. Mark Cuban owning the Mavericks, I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. Maybe he gets fed up with this 5 to 10 years down the line and sells the team. I don't think so, though. I think he will always own the Mavericks till late in his life, and maybe then he'll sell it if one of his kids doesn't want to take over. So that's not going to change. And if that's not going to change, I think if you bring someone from the outside in here, and even if Mark makes some concessions, there's a good chance that's not going to work. I want something that's going to work, and I think that includes working with Mark Cuban, and maybe the best candidate for this job, the guy who has the knowledge of the players on this roster, has good knowledge of them, including Kristaps Porzingis, who, if you're going to keep him or trade him, well, is someone from the outside going to know more than Michael Finley's going to know? Probably not. And as far as working with not only Cuban, but a coach who I think is going to be from this organization too, and Jamal Mosley, for a number of different reasons. By the way the Mavericks have operated, and I think are going to continue to operate, I would look somewhere else, but it makes sense to me, because you're not going to change the fact that Cuban owns the team, and I don't think he's going to change really the way he operates the team.
Which is what we've been talking about for the past week, right? And now we're getting our answer that he is not going to change because he still wants to make the decisions.
Right.
So he's not going to bring in a strong-willed voice from the outside. And maybe they're not pursuing those people because those people wouldn't want to come here because they know that Cuban is basically the GM. I'm not anti-Michael Finley. Michael Finley knows the league. But to me, this is the comfortable choice for Cuban, and the choice that I was, I don't want to say afraid of, but as I've said for the past 10 days that we've been talking about this, I think he needs to get out of his comfort zone here. But he's not going to do that. He wants it to stay in-house. He wants people that he knows, and that people who know him, in other words, he wants people who will be deferential to him.
Right.
You mentioned the only time he's gone outside in the last 15 years to make a big, big hire was Rick Carlisle. Well, how did that work? Oh, they won a title. Yep. I think the Mavericks are to a point where they need fresh ideas, fresh voices. You've heard me say this. Different set of eyeballs. And just promoting from within and Cuban continuing to surround himself now with a new person in the GM seat and a new person coaching, if indeed it is going to be Mosley, who are just who've been around the 10 years of no success and who are going to just kind of be yes men for him. Not saying that they won't have their own strong opinions, but Cuban's going to be the deciding factor. Instead of doing what we always wish Jerry would do, turn it over to a GM. You let that GM build.
Right.
You let that GM make the picks around Luka, but I don't think, clearly Cuban's not there.
Well, and I think the other factor here is Dirk has been hired as a sort of assistance, and he's a Finley guy.
He's a Cuban guy.
And, then Dirk is a Cuban guy.
The guy helping you head up the search is one of your guys from within. Like, there's no room for anybody from the outside, and I think if an organization ever needed that, it's the Mavericks now. But okay, if you're going to put Dirk in charge or lean heavily on, of course he's going to recommend Finley, right?
Yeah, that's his guy. I mean, they played together. He credits Finley for really making a difference in his playing career and very familiar with him.
And Finley has studied under Donnie, but we've talked now for the last week about all the mistakes made, trades, drafts, hit on Luka, but outside of that, so what has Michael learned? Not to do?
maybe he has different thoughts than what Donnie had.
We should say Donnie/Mark, right?
Or Donnie/Mark, right.
Because these are moves that they made.
And maybe he'll have some new ideas. And I think it was Townsend that said, you should give Finley credit for being his own man. He's not anything like Donnie. And so,
right.
Maybe he has a different vision about some things. And it was also brought up that, he brought diversity to the Mavericks front office. Maybe he brings some new diverse ideas now that, that haven't been top of mind for this organization. I give him the benefit of the doubt. This could work. I'm like you. I wish they would have, brought in maybe a new idea, but don't we also now go back to Luka to say, well, Luka may like the devil that he knows better than the devil that he doesn't know. Mm-hmm. And maybe we've heard that he likes Mosley. Maybe he really likes Finley too. And that's the case, then there's another check mark.
I like Finley, so I'm willing to give him some leeway here for a few years and see what he can build. This is an incredibly important hire because if Finley doesn't get it right, then there's a really good chance Luke is moving on.
Yeah.
I would prefer somebody from the outside, but that's not going to happen, and I think we knew all along it probably wasn't. However, when they announced from the get-go they were hiring this big search firm, I was optimistic, but apparently that was for a lesser role.
Yeah, this assistant numbers guy.
So that guy's going to have a voice, but he's not going to have a voice.
And if that's the case, if they really are, if this is the odds-on favorite, this gets done pretty quickly, right? And that may be a good thing, too, that you get this done by this weekend and get yourself ready for this offseason and what you're going to do with some of these questions, like what to do with Tim Hardaway, what to do with KP, and what this roster is going to look like, how much are you going to dig in and really change this roster before the start of next year?
Hey, it could work. Finley could be great. I hope he is for the sake of the Mavericks. The Suns hired James Jones, and a lot of people went, huh? And now this year he's executive of the year.
Look
so
at that job.
You never know. I guess any change at this point was a good change and was necessary. They just needed somebody new other than Donnie or Rick. You can't go 10 years with no success whatsoever in the postseason. You got to change that out. I was just hoping for more of a change, not Donnie and Rick proteges. I think that's as risky, if not riskier, than going outside.
It could be, and maybe the change of as we've all looked at changes, maybe Cuban in his own mind will look at the last 9 years, 10 years, As Bob outlined yesterday, he went through offseason by offseason and every mistake made, players passed on, players drafted, weird ideas and weird contracts to free agents who didn't seem like a good idea and didn't pan out here. Maybe he will look take a critical look at the last 10 years and say, we've got to take a different or at least a more logical approach than what we've been doing.
But then why hire guys who've been here for the last 10 years and been in that same system and same mindset? If Cuban was really going to say that to himself, he would go to the outside and say, I'm going to get somebody highly respected, highly thought of with a different mindset, and I'm going to turn it over to them.
Well, yeah, and maybe he's just going to wipe the slate clean and maybe not interfere quite as much with his own theories. Maybe if Finley says, this is the guy we want, unlike what he did to Donnie several times, maybe he'll say, okay, you're the guy, and I'll lean towards that. Or
if
Dirk's in on it too, and he'll listen more. Maybe he hasn't listened as much, and he's made his own kind of odd decision in the last 10 years. Maybe that'll be the change.
You mean if Finley wants to draft the next Giannis, Mark will say okay and not overrule him?
Maybe. I don't know. I give him, again, you try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I give him some benefit of the doubt, but it is weird, isn't it, that in like the last 9 days, we're just learning more and more each day, including with this apparent decision that he's more and more like Jerry.
Yeah, and oddly, nobody gives Jerry the benefit of the doubt.
No.
But yet, we're going to give Mark the benefit of the doubt when his 10-year track record is not as good as Jerry's last 10 years?
He seems to be more upfront and explain it better, but then again, isn't it kind of Jerry-like? I at least I think so. In the last 9 days, we haven't had any sort of Cuban press conference. It's been I'm not talking about this. I think that's kind of weird. I think Maverick fans would have liked to have heard from him last week to say, this is what's happened. We're looking for a new head coach and a new – and I know he's kind of done that through talking with reporters and putting out a statement. But maybe giving that being different than Jerry and acting very covert about this, just get out in front of it and say, this is the plan. This is what we're going to do. I think that'd be somewhat comforting, and I think it'd be a pretty good PR move too. It's too late now. And I don't think we'll hear from him until they do make the hire of GM and head coach. But we shall see. Maybe it'll come down here in the next few days or so.
Well, I like Michael Finley. We all like Michael Finley, right?
Yeah.
I don't think this is a terrible hire if he is the choice. It's just not the direction I wanted them to go.
No, I would have preferred outside too. But, you know, that's just not the way it's going to be. And maybe we should have really – and I think we did. We just – maybe danced around it after we first thought, well, looks like it's going to be Finley and Mosley. Yeah, that looks like what that's going to be.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.